What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to the Smitty Sports Talk Podcast. After a terrible, I mean terrible, Sixers game versus the Cavaliers last night. I can't believe how often this happens to this team on the road. It's impossible to lose this much. I mean, they have the same amount of road wins as the New York Knicks, who they play tonight. It's incredible. It's unbelievable. I'm going to break this game down, but the biggest takeaway is Joel Embiid, obviously, getting hurt. Yeah. He's going to be out who knows how long. A shoulder sprain. I can't believe this happens to this team too much. Now you have both stars out. You're going to need people to step up. We'll get into that later, though, about people stepping up. We'll get into that for sure later. Let's just break down how Joel Embiid did get hurt. Joel Embiid was trying to post up Ante Zizic on an offensive possession. He gets fouled after he kind of just reaches for his arm and gets tugged. So you see him immediately that he was in discomfort as he goes to the line. And he's just stretching out his shoulder, you know, pushing on his shoulder, trying to, like, ease the pain a little bit. He missed both free throws, immediately gets pulled from the game. So he's out early in the first quarter, about a minute left in the third quarter. He gets pulled out of the game. The Sixers, in total, though, shot 1-for-8 from 3 in the first quarter. Joel Embiid, was, well, he was playing well before that injury. Blocking shots, moving up and down the court, passing out of double teams very well. I believe one play he found Tobias Harris open off of a nice, real nice, just double out of double team. Saw it coming, got a quick pass right out of the top, over top his head, flipped it to him. There was another one where he was driving baseline, got wrapped up, and threw a laser out to Alec Burks. Alec Burks on the baseline. He missed another three. But he did a good job getting out of those double teams and passing out really well. So that was good to see out of Joel Embiid. But they only had 4 points in the paint. In the first quarter, the Cavaliers had 20 points in the paint. 20. Yeah, you're not going to win when the Cavaliers have 20 points in the paint compared to you. When you're supposed to be a paint-dominant team, especially with no three-point shooting, and you only put up 4 points in one quarter in the paint, it's embarrassing. It's just embarrassing. You can't rely on the three that much. You're not a three-point scoring team. Sure, you bought a couple shooters, in quotation marks, but what has Glenn Robinson done behind the arc? He hasn't even hit a three with the Sixers yet behind the arc. They're not a three-point shooting team. You can't keep playing to your weakness, and that's a weakness. Second quarter, Joel Embiid returns to the bench with about 9 minutes left in the game. And about a minute later, bet you not, maybe even less, he immediately gets pulled to the locker room. Elton Brand comes out from the locker room, takes Joel Embiid and pulls him out. Says, no, you're not playing. And he was out for the rest of the game. So the Cavs continued their inside dominance on the Sixers when Joel Embiid got back out. Now they could just play their game, just get Larry Nance and Colin Sexton in a pick and roll and just keep it going. That's what happened. They just dominated inside against the Sixers. Again, can't defend a pick and roll. That's a common theme for this team, which makes no sense because every NBA team does a pick and roll, except for the 76ers, offensively and defensively. They can't defend or do a pick and roll. I don't know how. They couldn't defend the three. They were letting the Cleveland Cavaliers, now they're not a great three-point shooting team, but they have some shooters on the team, like Colin Sexton, just shooting at will. Just popping shots at will. Just shooting. Not everyone made them, but the fact that they were all wide open is a problem. They can't all be wide open. So we're going to move to the third quarter. We're moving swiftly here. Third quarter, Josh Richardson, from the end of the second to about mid-third quarter, he played 12 minutes. He scored a big 0 points in that span. That's not helpful at all from a guy that needs to step up when someone is down. Now, he's been the vocal leader of this locker room, saying that, you know, after the game, they didn't have heart when playing. Heart? You're going to have Josh Richardson saying that, calling you out? It's not good. It's not good. It's not a good look. He's a guy who calls a players-only meeting. Josh Richardson right now is taking over the leader role, and it's great to see him do that, but no one's responding. He didn't even respond with 0 points in 12 minutes of play between the second and third quarter. That's just embarrassing. Kyle O'Quinn got some run, and I thought Kyle O'Quinn was noticeably a factor last night. Noticeably a factor. Blocking shots, being aggressive on rebounding, just being a nuisance in the paint. I think he showed that he has stuff in him and he could be a backup for this team when Joel Embiid gets back on the court. And if he plays like that, I don't know what you do without Horford. I don't know what you do without Horford. You put him at the four then? I don't know what you do without Horford if Kyle Quinn's going to play like that. Now, I'm not going to overreact over one game. I'm not going to overreact over one game. There's no reason to. But that was good to see from him, from a guy you don't expect to. Speaking of people that stepped up a little bit that you didn't expect to, Shake Milton had 20-point night. He played well, got to his spot, was hitting his shots. Excuse me. He was hitting his shots. He played well. I liked what I saw out of Shake Milton for sure. Getting over, getting in the paint, still very elusive in the paint. Very quick. So that's really good to see from those two guys. Fourth quarter. Josh Richardson came back out for the fourth quarter after he got taken out of the game midway through the third and started sleepwalking. Basically sleepwalking. Doesn't do a thing. I was very, very, very disappointed with how Josh Richardson played last night. Nobody stepped up. Nobody. Let me go over a couple stats for you to show you who didn't step up. Maybe the guys who you paid a ton of money for. So Tobias Harris had 11 points last night. Shot 4 for 11. Al Horford had 10 points last night. Shot 4 for 10. Josh Richardson had 9 points last night. Shooting 4 for 13. The 76ers shot 40% from the field last night. Their three-point percentage was at 32%. Now, that's a flawed stat, 32%. They were shooting terrible in the first quarter. There was a stat where they were 3 for 17 at one point. Then they caught fire. They were 7 for 13 in the second half at one point. They were shooting well in the second half. But 34% still is not, it's not good enough. It's not awful. It's not the worst I've seen from this team, but it's not good enough for the amount of threes that they're taking. The team only had 32 rebounds as a team. Larry Nance Jr. and Tristan Thompson had 32 rebounds combined. That's two players. The Sixers had 10 players. Only get 32 rebounds. That's disgraceful. It's ugly. You can't have that. You cannot have a team try and play well and consistent and only have 32 rebounds. It's just not going to work. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Speaking of rebounding in the paint, they only scored 36 points in the paint. That's awful as well. Outscored by the Cavs in the paint too. Let me just reiterate to you, the Cavaliers are 17-41. They're not a good basketball team. The Sixers, though, play down to their opponent, and they play terrible on the road. So every single time they play a team like this, what am I supposed to expect? A dominant performance? Absolutely not. I'd be crazy to think they play well on the road against a terrible team. I'd be nuts. I'd be nuts. So no, I would be nuts. They lose. And it's not like... It's hard to fathom. Sort of fact, they lose by 14 to the Cavs. I mean, they play well against all the beasts at home. At home is a key word. I don't know what you do with this team. I don't know what you do with this team. Honestly. They're lost. I think they're lost on the road. And is it fixable? I mean, at this point during the season, they are what they are, right? They are what they are on the road. They're terrible. It's not like they have an entire half of a season left. No, they have like 27 games. They don't have that many games left to turn this around. They got to figure it out quick. Brett's got to do a good job to just try to get these guys ready to play on the road. The best that he can. I don't know what you do. The team looks lost. You can't lose the Cavaliers like that. They play the Knicks tonight. Let's see how that goes. Hopefully everything goes well. I will talk to you guys more after that Knicks game. Thank you all for listening. I appreciate everybody staying and listening. I apologize for not getting videos out the last couple days because I've still been sick. I'm just trying to get over this. This has been annoying. It's just, you know how it is. You just, allergies pile up and it's just annoying. It's a nuisance. It's out of control. But I'll talk to you guys at another time. I appreciate everybody listening to the podcast. I'll see you all after the Knicks game. later.